Sweat and Gears, one time only in Kalamazoo. Nah, I'm just kidding. He's here every day. Here's Steve Gruber.
Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that have been away.
You know, the problems at Michigan State University seem to be compounding themselves. You know, as the move continues. And the move continues to move for a vote of no confidence against the Michigan State University trustees, among other things. Here to discuss it all, the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, who's had an upfront view and watching it closely. Tim, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve.
So, I mean, these problems with Michigan State, the talk of raising tuition, no confidence in the trustees, and a lot of other things. It just seems, you know, I had this misconception, I guess, that when Larry Nassar was sentenced to prison, and that would be that, and it would be filed away. Not the case. It seems like it just keeps getting bigger. Am I mistaken?
Well, I think because we're in uncharted waters with a story that nobody's ever experienced before anywhere, let alone here, that trying to predict exactly where all this is going to either go or be or end up is very difficult to do. I mean, I think there's a long way to go with this story simply because some of the chief characters have not even been identified yet. That would be a permanent president. That would be at least two new board members by election next fall.
Sure.
That would also be a new athletic director. So there's some new faces right there who are going to, you know, frame the future to some degree, certainly at Michigan State, who they are, when they take over, what changes will be implemented and all that. I don't think anybody really knows that yet. And until you know that, it's just guesswork until then, let alone all of the legal issues that have yet to be sorted out, if that makes any sense.
It does. You know, and you say uncharted waters, and that's clear. But we're in uncharted financial water as well, because you look at 140, 150, however many of the plaintiffs there turn out to be. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, some say it could reach $1 billion. I don't know if that's true or not, but I mean, there's still big numbers no matter how you slice it.
Probably, and trying to pin it down right now to exactly what a final financial figure is, because there's legal fees that are in that now, and I think those legal fees I've seen somewhere around $7 million so far, and as they say, we've only just begun. So, you know, what it's going to all add up to when it's all said and done, again, would be guesswork for anyone other than the fact that this is money they've never spent in this manner previously in the history of the school.
And here's the question. You know, it's bigger than the Penn State problem, which was enormous, because the number of plaintiffs here. $7 million spent on attorney fees thus far, that'll be multiples. Where does the money come from? I've heard people talking about raising tuition and so forth, but where does the money come from? I also had some suggestions that there's $3 billion sitting in the Michigan State University Endowment Fund that could pay off these claims. But the point is, no matter how you slice it, resources are coming out of this university. You know, parents are sending kids here. That's got to, you know, how does a parent feel sending their kid here and so on? Go ahead.
Well, the only thing I've been told by several board members through the last months is that there is insurance coverage for a variety of catastrophic issues that could befall any university. This would befall under that. Exactly what would be covered and what would and how premiums might change in the future following some payout, I have absolutely no idea of that, and nor do I think many people at Michigan State do either, because I think whatever insurance carrier is working with Michigan State on this whole issue obviously is going to have a big say in what is acceptable and what isn't. Like I say, I think it's more than just past chat that these are uncharted waters. Nobody's been through this before. Nobody over here can say, well, the last time this happened, this is what, you know, what we did or what was the result. Since no one has been through that, you know, but there are a lot of guessers out there all over the media and everywhere else. There are a lot of people who are offering guesses as to where all this is headed. But the reality of it is I don't think anybody can pin it down for sure, other than the fact that this still has a long way to play out.
A long way to play. And I wonder about the insurance company, because the insurance company is going to sit there and go, now, wait a second. We'd pay on a catastrophic failure. However, there were people that knew about what was going on, and there were police reports that were ignored, and there were investigations that were denied, and there were people that were not listened to. I wonder if an insurance company is not just going to come in and say, sure, how much do you want?
I would certainly think that's the case, and how argumentative that gets with the Michigan State attorneys, or whether even any of that has been negotiated now, I don't know that. I don't think the public knows that. And up until that gets formally released, and that, you know, that could be years down the road before the final dime is added up as to who paid it and where and so on and so forth. That's why I say, you know, until you get a president and probably some changeover in the board to some degree, at least a quarter of the board going for a new election in the fall, and other new people who a new president would appoint, I mean, you can't really pin down where all of this necessarily is headed that way, other than just, in my opinion, just pure guesswork. And that's the, you know, there's obviously some fear in that story going forward for anyone around Michigan State, but it's the reality of the situation, because trying to plan a predictable finish for this is very difficult.
Well, the other thing, you know, just the damage to the university's reputation, parents sending their kids there, or kids coming here for sports programs, basketball, football, or whatever it may be. I mean, that's not helping on any front. This is a big problem.
Well, not only that, the donors. I mean, donors are a huge factor, too. I mean, I can tell you that there are donors out there in numbers that weren't happy to see the president go. They had a relationship with the president, thought the president was good for the university in a variety of ways. Same thing with the athletic director. Obviously, there are those on the other side of that. So one way or the other, you're not going to keep all the donors happy. I think it's certain that there are some people who look at this and say, do I want to send my kids to school there, especially at this time? I mean, all of that is yet to be played out and yet to be seen factually, other than the fact that how much of it is predictable with some kind of reasonable, educated guess.
All right. Well, we've covered a lot of ground and solved no problems. It's a good Friday for us, Tim. I greatly appreciate it.
You know, and that's the story. That's the whole thing. This story has been discussed and written about, as you know, endlessly for months.
Yes.
And where we are this morning, there's a lot of questions left and not many answers have been given.
Tim Stout, the Dean of Sports, thank you as always.
Good, Steve. Have a good weekend.
There you go. Tim Stout, everybody. It's a mess, and it's not easy to clean up, because you clean up one area and it goes out the other area and it just continues on. 52 after on a Friday. It's the Steve Gerber Show. I'll be right back.